Thanks, Kate. The Great Commission is not an option to be considered, but a command to be obeyed. Hudson Taylor. Why do we as a church have a world mission program, mission far and near? It's because of what God is doing in the world and the part that he wants us to play with it. Hopefully when you walked in, you got one of those. If you did, please grab it. If you didn't, please grab one after the service. What it does on two sides of A5 is just to summarize what our Mission Far and Near program is about and how you can be involved in it. You'll see on the front, the way that we see the Great Commission is that the whole church takes the whole gospel to the whole world. Whole church, that's all of us. What part are we to play? Who knows? That's up to God, up to your relationship with God. But certainly, praying, being informed, supporting, those are things that we should be doing at the very least. You'll see on the back of the sheet the 9 mission partners that we are partnering in the gospel work with. And hopefully within those 9, there's at least one, maybe a few, which resonate with you of things where you would want to be involved one way or another. So please keep your eyes open for information on the website. We're going to get a notice board going downstairs, handouts and so on. Please do pray and get involved. You can see some ideas at the bottom of the second side. The top of the second side, the first of the listed mission partners, is the Bishop Hannington Institute of Theology and Development. I don't know if I've got that title quite right. I have Martin Good. So it's great to have Martin with us, who is the principal. So come up, Martin. We're going to ask Martin a few questions about what, let me shorten it, BHI is about. And we've got some slides to look at as well to give you a flavour for what it is. So hopefully this is on and working. It is. Thank you. So first question, I guess, really, is what is BHI and what is its mission?
BHI is Bishop Hannington Institute of Theology and Development in Mombasa. And our mission is to empower God's people for transformative leadership and also to be a center of excellence for transformative leadership.
Brilliant. But I think we've got a couple more slides, John, just to give you a flavour of... So there's Martin outside the building and the library and accommodation and classroom block. So it's quite a large facility in Mombasa. It's been going for a few years now, isn't it? Yeah. So I guess, I mean, what is God doing? I mean, it's a great facility. You've been there for a few years. But what is God doing in BHI? What's God doing in Kenya and through East Africa?
In Mombasa, at BHI, we train ministers for the gospel. And God has been so gracious that we train and every year we graduate ministers who go out and serve and plant churches. Most of our ministers serve within Kenya and some in East Africa. So God is using them to preach the gospel. People are getting saved. People are getting reached in places that some of us cannot go. And some of these ministers have come up back with stories of how even people have been healed, how people have gotten to know Jesus. And the most important thing is people to know the saving power of Jesus Christ. The Kenyan church is growing as we talk today. We have many Christians. Kenya is 85% Christian. The Anglican church has 5 million followers. We have 5 million Anglicans in Kenya. So the church is growing. We are now 38 dioceses, and every year we get 2 dioceses. And every year, churches are being planted. Like our bishops are now saying, for you to be ordained, you must plant a church. And every 15 minutes, there must be a church. So churches are being planted day and night, day and night. In Kenya alone, we have 17,000 different denominations, all serving the Lord.
New church for every 15 minutes of walking, and two new dioceses a year. Two new dioceses a year. Hallelujah. It is exciting. I mean, sometimes when we are in the UK, we think, the church, is it growing, is it not growing? It is growing in the UK, in places, for sure. But isn't it exciting to hear what God is doing elsewhere in the world. And I think, yes, you've seen some of the photographs of the people involved in this mission work. So that's sort of where we are. Plans for the future. What is BHI doing? Where are you going? Where's God taking you?
We have several plans for the future. One of the future plans we have for Bishop Harrington is to grow the institution to a university, because we're just a diploma college and we want to grow to a university. We have to grow in the next 5 or 7 years. The second thing also, part of the future plan, is we have introduced School of Business. We realized that in Kenya, corruption is another name for Kenya. And for Christians, we have a duty to train people of integrity. So Bishop Harrington has introduced School of Business, as you see there. We are training accountants and business managers so that they go out to be managers of integrity. Because as a Christian college, we have a responsibility to do that. Also, our future plan is to come up with more buildings, especially the classes, so that we may be able to fulfill our main goal of being a university. And above all, it's just to have people who can serve the nation of Kenya with faithfulness and integrity.
Brilliant. John, if you want to just flick over. So they've had students go through the School of Business, and that is a developing thing. And the great sort of principle, as I understand it, behind the School of Business is to try and make the college self-funding. At the moment, the college is not self-funding, but by taking students doing really useful work through the School of Business, it also helps the college be self-funding. But to get to that point, there's some work to be done, isn't there?
Because theological education is, most of the people do not want to train as pastors. So we have law intake, but we've introduced School of Business. And the School of Business, for the last 1 year, we've trained more than 70. For the business students, they pay the school fees. So we want these business courses to be able to support theology. And the students have become so many business courses, and we don't have classes. We've now been forced to turn our chapel to be classes. So in the morning, we are praising God, worshiping an awesome God. After that, we petition for classes. And our desire and our plan is to get there, we need to put up more classes. And the cost of the class will cost 60,000. That's the place to be developed. That's our library. Up there, we need more classes, the floor to be developed. Yeah, that's the floor to be developed. So to get there, we need £60,000, which is about Kenya shillings 8 million, to put up those classes.
And let's go to the last slide, John. Future goals. Do you want to, you've already touched on those, but you want to just say a little bit more about where you're going?
Yeah, where we're going, future goal, to say about corruption, to fight corruption. We lose billions in Kenya because of corruption. And it's not about the laws. We want to put integrity. Once you have the values, then people know they need to be integrity. So that's our college. We're fighting it. We are helping fight corruption in this country. And then number two, to be self-sustaining. We want to be self-sustaining. That also, as a college, you may be also able to support other institutions in the future. One of the ways to be self-sustaining is to get more business students. If we get business students, then we'll be self-sustaining. And then to be a university, for Kenya to be a university, there are process, and we have not attained that some of the requirement. One of the process is you must have good classes. So that's our future project, and we're beginning by having these classes that we are planning to put up in the next few years.
That's brilliant. Just to close, there's lots of things there we could be praying for you. Give me one in particular that we should be praying for you at this moment.
Pray for me as I lead the institution. It needs wisdom, it needs courage, and above all, pray for God's protection in Mombasa. Mombasa is predominantly Islam, Muslim, and Mombasa is a hotbed of Christian attack. So some places in Mombasa, we cannot go on putting a dog's collar. I have to remove the dog's collar. So pray for us. That's the most important thing, for peace, for protection and wisdom as I lead this institution.
Martin, thank you very much indeed. Why don't we pray for Martin now as we hear. Father, we thank you for Martin. We thank you for his leadership of BHI. We thank you for what you are doing there, for the students being trained, for churches being planted, Lord, for the gospel being heard. And Lord, we do pray for protection. Lord, we ask that the gospel will be able to be preached, that your servants will be kept safe, and Lord, that your glory will be known in that land. In Jesus' name.